Yes.
Okay.
If we could come to order, we'll begin our May the 31st, 2007 regular session of Commissioners Court. Let's have just a moment or two of silence and then we'll stand for our pledges. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. We lost the commissioner. Is he okay?
I don't know where he's going.
You sure? Okay. Item one is public comment. Is there anyone who would like to address the court? Item two is consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
This first one is election payroll. The second one is all regular payroll.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Judge, these are just line item adjustments for page one that you had there. Just county auditors and the JP3. Then Lone Star Library, the appropriate funds for the unbudgeted revenues that came in this year. And when we have unbudgeted revenues, we need to appropriate funds to be able to spend those revenues. And same with drug interdiction donations. And then on page, the next section is the county clerk's allocation of budget guide line items. Air Department 403, we're just reallocating line items to the different expense categories. Bottom of the page is Department 403, Fund 20, again, reallocation of line items. Fund 73 on the second page is the same item, reallocation of budget line items.
Okay.
Then we jump to Elections Department. These are some costs that were incurred prior to January 1 of 07. We need to appropriate funds to cover those costs on page one there, Mr. Entry. Page you can't read very well.
That's right.
Correct. There would be an overabundance of amount in one line item, and we're reallocating it down to cover, say, office supplies.
And Mr. Dotson was in, talked to me the other day and kind of explained this and went over it. Everything looks real good. I'd like to applaud the clerk's office and the work that they have done with the auditor. The only concern I've got is over here in records archives, and that concern being moving $41,000 plus out of that line item into a salary line item. I just got a concern, and I hope that the clerk's office has the same concern, that they realize that as long as somebody's archiving, they can be paid from this salary line item here. But the minute they start doing other duties or whatever, that money has to cease, and they have to be paid out another line item if they're doing other activities.
They're aware of that.
That's just been, in the past, I have observed the employees that were hired to records archive pushing ballot boxes up and down the hallways when it's election time. They were not archiving by no means. And at that time, they definitely have to be papers from another source.
No, we was going to make a temporary fix at one point back a meeting or so ago. This is a finish the budget out fix, correct?
This is finish the budget out through the end of September. Under elections, we have funds prior to January 1 that were expended without budget appropriated for them. And then we also have funds after January 1 with the emergency or with the constitutional election that came up, we incurred some costs. So my suggestion is we move money out of the appraisal district to cover the cost for the old invoices and training, equipment repair, and then move money out of reserves to cover the remainder of the balance on that election.
Those about $13,000 of those costs were unanticipated, and they couldn't have been budgeted for because they were required by the constitutional election that was mandated by the legislature. And so that portion of the fix in the election budget, it comes out of reserves. The other part of the fix in the election budget comes from the pro rata share of the what we pay the appraisal district. And it was over budgeted this past. It was over budgeted this past year, so there's money there to fix that. From reserves. And we're able to pay it out of reserves because it was an unanticipated expense that was mandated by the legislature.
Two elections.
Well, the constitutional election.
I move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Item D, our accounts payable.
I also have one that I need to give to y'all. It's $123.51 on the Flex account. It's on the benefit side. It's an in and then it's an out. It's paying this person back. And it's not on your report because I found it on the floor. And when I looked at it, I said, oh, this has to go. Also, I talked to the judge just a moment ago. Yesterday, I got this one on 5 and 30, and the auditor's aware of it. And it is for $152,606.60. I'm asking that we pay this tomorrow, 6 and 1, because I'll have that $500,000. This also has some stop-loss money. If this is paid on time, we don't lose any of our discounts and everything that was getting given to these on these bills, which could be $20,000-something. So it's a cost saving to the county that you authorize me to pay this tomorrow. And I'd like for y'all to sign off on this one, if you don't mind, for tomorrow. Did you have any other questions about what's on there, the regular bills?
Well, maybe what's not on here, maybe I've overlooked it. What was our report on the last time when we tabled the two, the three or four bills to, I think it was Toner Land?
That was tabled, and they are still on hold due to the fact that it's on the agenda today, and that is involving part of the discussion they're going to give you in just a little bit, and then you'll know more about it. But on the ones for Great America, we do owe that right now, and there's one for $500-something that has not been put in. So, and that's part of the lease program on the postage machines. Like I said, they'll be here to discuss options and everything with you, and that's, and even something about the mail codes or the mail chips that we have a PO on, I don't have a bill on, that's going to be involved in this also.
Okay. So it'll all be explained later on the agenda.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's the one I need for tomorrow.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Thank you.
Do you want to sign this one?
If you don't mind, that just gives me a little bit more leeway to go ahead and do it since it's wasn't on anything.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is the recording of various commissioner court documents, including but not limited to auditor's reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, irrevocable letter of credit for Spade Ranches, certificate of liability insurance for Spade Ranches.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to record those documents. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those documents are recorded. Item F is the JP Technology Fund expenditures.
And move her old one to the courtroom so they can use it in there. The monitor is $179.99, and the new system for that is $1,175.
Okay.
And they're asking that for JP Technology, which I think for real.
Say those numbers again, I'm sorry.
The monitor is $179.99, and the new system is $1,175, and they're both from Gateway. And there is money in their budget, or in their account.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
There's a motion and a second to approve the expenditure from the JP Technology Fund. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item G are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the application for use of roads and rights of way. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item H is to accept for recording the monthly report of the state and county tax summary.
Move to approve.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to approve the tax summary. Those in favor?
Aye.
It's approved.
I left my shelving stuff in the office.
Okay. I'm going to skip down and let Mr. White talk to us. So go ahead. Three is to discuss and take action regarding shelving for the rock building.
I don't have anything. Let's table that for.
Are you sure?
I'll let part of it home. Yeah.
Are you sure? Okay.
I mean, my numbers. I didn't get my numbers. Sorry.
Okay.
I apologize.
All right. We'll discuss that at our next meeting. Remind me to put it back on the agenda.
Thank you.
Okay. Item four is to discuss and take action regarding accepting Lake Gladewater Roads, Hannah and Spring Lake into the 2-year waiting period.
So Lake Gladewater Road, Hannah and Spring Lake, that's 3 roads.
Oh, okay.
All these roads in Lake Gladewater.
They're all in that Lake Gladewater subdivision.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Are these all new roads, or have they been out
there? The Spring Lake is a brand new asphalt road. The Lake Gladewater Road and Hannah Road are oil sand roads that are several years old, and they didn't get put on a waiting period. They've done some patching on them, and they meet our specifications, you know, as far as surface width and drainage and everything. Seems to be they're not. That one road has had a culvert that washed out, and they had to do some patching on it in this one of these last big floods, or big rains. But as far as the waiting period, I think that they're going to have to do some maintenance on them in the next 2 years. But I think that they'll meet our specifications to put them on the waiting period.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to accept Lake Gladewater Road, Hannah, and Spring Lake into the 2-year waiting period for roads. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item five is to discuss and take action regarding the bidding process for the roof on the tax assessor collector's office.
I have the specs ready.
Okay.
Did you y'all got a copy of it?
Yeah, his specs ready.
You need this back to talk about it? You need this to talk about it?
Not when I'm bidding. Just the rough figure on it is $40,000.
Okay.
And then we'll advertise for the bids and get the
I move.
So this will go out for bids?
You move to go out for bids?
Yeah.
But what you've got here is considerably cheaper than what we discussed at the previous meeting.
Is that a, okay, well, let me see that. I hadn't seen specifications.
I thought roof running off, sorry.
But I was thinking that we'd already voted to go out for bids on the roof.
Now we voted to get specifications.
Till we got specs ready.
Made get specs.
But you think the bids are going to run around 4,000?
Around 40.
So it was 47.
Yeah, plus 6%.
Yeah.
So I thought we were going to come out quite a bit cheaper.
Do we want to have the specifications where it's specifying a brand? Where US Ply Duro-Well 4S? Mm-hmm. We do?
I do.
That would help keep the bids equal all the way across the board that way.
Somebody run a cheap one in on you. They say it's equal, but who knows?
Right.
Y'all want to make bids due on June the 28th for opening on the June the 29th meeting?
Yes.
Made a motion already?
I'll second.
Any other discussion? Any other questions?
We're going to advertise and just give them a mirror.
Unless y'all tell me to put it somewhere else.
It's so expensive, I'd advertise.
The Dallas Morning News is about $400. We can put it on the website.
Okay.
Bet Carmen could do that. Put it on the website. Yeah. Okay. There's a motion and a second that we go out for bids to replace the roof on the tax assessor collector's building with bids due by 5 p.m. on June the 28th to be opened at the regular 9 a.m. session on June the 29th. Those in favor? All right.
You going to take that advertising?
Yeah. I'll put the ads in the paper.
They're going to pick the bids up in your office.
You want to pick them up in my office or in the...
It doesn't matter.
Commissioner's court or commissioner's office.
You don't let us have them. All right. Save your office a little.
I'll put that in the ad. Number six is to discuss and take action to appoint Charles Daniel, supervisor over janitorial services.
Move to do so. I spoke with Charles this morning and he said he would.
No,
he doesn't. There was
just both inches.
When we were discussing this last time, we was talking about that he didn't have any written complaints about the janitorial services and so I give him one, and it's not against Mr. Daniels and it's not against Ms. Bullfinch either one, but I give him a written request, and then 5 minutes later he was doing what I asked him to do, and I don't know that Ms. Bullfinch was over. I mean, I don't know that she was told. And so we need to make sure that he understands that when we give him something that he needs to make them aware, and not sometimes not just take care of it himself, so that it's something that they can keep addressing.
Okay. But was this an issue that could have waited until they came in to work that evening to address it, or did it need to be attended to at that time?
No, I mean, it was something that was just, it was just an ongoing, you know, not something that, no, that was a
okay.
He just
dealt
threat or an emergency. Okay. He just took care of it.
And what you're saying, if he does that, he needs to make them aware of
it. Yeah, he needs to make them, right. And,
what
but
the problem
I, now
was
that may be something that we should discuss somewhere besides the public. That's probably not. Right? If we're discussing him.
Yeah.
Charlie gets a little busy when somebody gives him a complaint, whether it be written or oral, and somebody will call him away and he'll forget all about it, and then I won't find out about it until maybe a month later, when somebody else puts him maybe a complaint and then draws his memory saying, well, I got this one. He needs to know that he has to give it to his immediate complaint. If somebody gives him a tack a note on my door, probation tacked a note on my door yesterday because they got spilled. Perfect. Just tack a note on my door and when we get here, we'll take care of it. But we need to know, whether it be me or my predecessor, we need to know immediately, you know, what needs to be done and who has a problem.
Okay. And I really think what we're trying to do, Debbie, is to make sure that Mr. Daniels knows he's got a responsibility to let you know those things.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to appoint Charles Daniels supervisor over the janitorial services. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 7 is to discuss and take action to approve rental agreements for the postage machines. Hi, Mr. Vaughn.
How are you today?
Good.
I'm Jerry Vaughn. I'm with TLC. We're a company that's located in Houston, in Longview, and in Texarkana. We currently have the equipment that's in place in all your locations here in the county. We're proposing that you upgrade the district clerk's office. They need a little bit larger machine, but especially at the tax assessor and collector's office there. The machine that they have needs to be upgraded to a much larger machine that's a little bit faster and does some things that the current system that they have does not do. So that's the main crux of what we're doing, is upgrading especially tax assessor collector's equipment. This change would eliminate, right now you have before you, I believe, the chips that were to upgrade the current rate change that the Postal Service has in place. This would eliminate you having to buy any of those chips, because the chips would be part of this. I'm not sure exactly what the cost of that is, but I know it's considerable.
It was about $1,200, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay. It's probably up there pretty close to a little over $1,000 altogether. This eliminates you having to do that at all. Also, this eliminates, we put the maintenance contracts in this proposal. So instead of you having to pay for your maintenance for each one of these locations on an annual basis, it's all part of your monthly payment. So you're not going to have to pay machines. So at any rate, that's basically what we're doing, is eliminating your chips, eliminating annual maintenance, upgrading your equipment, and the cost on doing this rises a little bit over what it is right now. It actually goes to $1,309.08 per month, but that is an all-encompassing figure. It includes all meters, it includes all maintenance, it includes reset fees and all of those types of things. So it's an all-inclusive bill instead of you being billed for several different types of things.
That's per machine?
No, that's for all machines. And that includes six locations.
And you've got one machine each location?
Yes, sir.
So six machines would be $1,309 a month.
Yes.
And how much were we paying, Jerry?
Well, you were right at, I don't have the exact figure, I believe it was right at $900, but that was for a little bit smaller equipment. We're upgrading, actually, the two locations, which are much larger, more expensive equipment.
Now currently, is that $900, is that a lease agreement or is that a maintenance agreement?
Well, your lease agreement and maintenance and the cost of the chips figures out to be right at the $900. I don't have that exact figure, but it's right in that area. But by upgrading the equipment, two of these locations, especially at the tax assessment, the equipment is like tripling in price. I mean, it's the equipment they need over there is much larger than what there currently is.
And what did you say the current price was a month? 900?
It's in the 900 area. What I did was I took what you were spending on chips and maintenance and what your current maintenance, your current lease was, and it was just over $900.
So do we don't own any of those machines?
No,
they're all a leased program?
Yes, sir. They're all on lease.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I don't think you can buy them. Can you buy them?
Well, you can buy portions of it, but the postage meter, by law, it has to always be rented. So yeah. Most people lease to run concurrent with the rental on the postage meter. But if you wanted to buy certain portions of this, I mean, you could, but it's because of the rental on portions of the equipment, it makes it more, a lot of people, 80% of the people lease.
Yeah.
So we're going to increase our monthly outgo by $400 roughly.
Approximately, yes. For that, you're getting all new equipment in all locations, but you're also tremendously upgrading the tax assessor's office to this system, which you'd like to look at.
All the equipment in there right now is currently functioning, though, right?
Yes, yes. In all locations, it's functioning, but there's the two locations that I mentioned actually needs much larger equipment.
Can I say this? The machine over at Mike's office, at times he sends out 100,000 pieces at a time, and he has just that worthy equipment out. The previous lease was with a third-party system that was off somewhere way off, right there. This lease that we're proposing is with the company, with our company, DLC, as its own leasing company. So if we have to upgrade, add to, do whatever we have to do in the future, we're dealing with the president of our company instead of somebody way off somewhere. And that should make it much more flexible to the county, as far as, because what the problem is this changes. It's kind of like copies; they don't run the same amount every time. And Mike gets flat for that machine out. I've got a service man over there about every week for that machine, and it's just wore out. And these are on some long leases, but we've got the flexibility to come in and take care of this need versus being with the foreign. But where the biggest increase came was over at Mike's, is because we got the system to handle that.
So, help me understand his. Excuse me. Has TLC bought out Great America?
Yes.
Yes.
So this actually is a competitor, a previous competitor's equipment that's in there. Is that correct?
Well, we also sell the brand. TLC, before they bought him out, sold the same brand.
And would you be putting back the same brand?
Same brand.
That's coming out,
yes,
now?
Yes,
absolutely.
Well, if we've got a... If we've got a maintenance contract and a lease, and the equipment is wore out, whose responsibility is it to replace wore-out equipment?
It's us to come in there with that, but we've got to come with a new lease when we change stuff.
So if this equipment breaks shortly out of warranty, then we're just back in the same place. But we're under maintenance now.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that. That doesn't mean that we're guaranteed to take care of it. Now, I'm not as up on postage as I am with this stuff, but it doesn't mean that we can keep when something is smaller than what it requires to be done. I'm not making myself clear.
I just think that we've had a maintenance agreement for a long time, and it's wore out. It's one of them things that maybe it should have been fixed. I don't know, and I haven't heard Mr. Smith. He hasn't voiced a complaint to me that he needed the bigger machine, and that's where I'm coming from. Until I hear from the department head, I don't know that.
Well, he is having, I went back and looked at the service records for his location, and of course now the service is coming, instead of from Texarkana, it's coming out of Longview, which is, in going back and looking at past record, the machine, especially over the last year, has had a lot of service calls. They're having to go quite a lot. And the reason is because the machine is not, the volume that he's putting in the machine, the machine is practically worn out.
Well, that's not the volume that the machine, when the machine was put in there.
When they first started, and the machine worked well, it's not working as well now because of the fact that it's run so much volume through over the years that they've had it.
I know that you have changed machines out.
Yes.
In the JP's office. And then maybe wondered why you didn't change that same machine out with another machine since it's having a huge trouble. I think that's what.
Well, the trouble's just started the last six months.
Over the last year, basically, where we've had the major problem. But I do know that the machine that we're proposing will not cause, I mean, it's going to eliminate the problems that he's having.
How long is our current contract?
It was a 5-year contract, and I think we're, I don't have that here, but I know we're well, we should be about in the fourth year in that. But this eliminates that contract that we did. By doing this, you're eliminating the remaining portion out of that contract.
Gary, didn't you tell me we had about 9 months left on that one or something?
No, I think that's right.
Okay. So I guess what he's saying is that when we signed that contract 4 years ago, we didn't anticipate the kind of volume that they were going to have in the tax office.
Nine months would get us through the tax period, and then we could be into the new budget.
I think this is something we need to address at budget time.
Look at this. Look at this later, when our current contract is close to expiring.
Because once again, we've got machines that are working. Yeah, maybe they're not working up to what that office would like them.
They're working and they're under a maintenance agreement. I don't see why it's our responsibility to change in the middle of our contract when we had a 5-year contract that you was going to take care of the postage that we needed.
Well, we're going to do our very best to make sure that the equipment works as best as we can make it work, and we strive to do that all through this contract. In fact, this is the second contract I believe we've had with the county. So
it is.
We are working diligently to make this work, and we will continue to do that.
And I haven't heard any complaints about it, and so, I mean, that's where I'm coming from. I had a complaint about postage meter at the Blackwater JP office, and you took care of it, you know. And my thought is we should wait until our contract is
fulfilled
a little bit closer,
and then
when we go out for new bids, we can look at upgrading them.
I understand you didn't pay that.
Well, it's actually going to be.
It'll be
at the point where our contract is. I mean, and we're going to need, 30 to 45 days to bid the process. But
until a later date, yes.
Because we've got a maintenance contract that's in agreement. That's my thought.
I guess the only question I got is what I asked the treasurer about earlier, whatever. Where does this come into play about what was put on hold the last meeting?
If you don't have any action on any of that, I have to go. You should have. they took over the maintenance there. You're going to see Great America a little bit, and you'll see TNS.
So all those charges that we, all those bills that we had at the last meeting were liable for, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. They were not duplications?
No.
Okay.
Especially to replace the chips in the...
And the chips, I don't have a bill.
So the chips we were going to take back, too. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
The chips take back.
There's a
PO
out there for it. It's
about $1,200. Yeah.
We this also is GSA pricing stuff that we have got in on this state stuff, so it's, you know, we've already, it's already been bid.
It's already been bid.
We just think even though we're putting these on 5-year leases, that's a long time for any piece of equipment to be on a deal. We don't mind putting them on long leases and getting the price down as low as we can, as long as we've got the deal come in and, you know, change some of these out as they wear out and stuff. That's what our plan is. I don't know that you have any machine that we would plan on being here for 5 years.
Well, I know y'all changed out, or the prior Great American, they changed out several machines, but I think Mike's machine was traded out.
I think it was, but I think it was another.
Yes. And then I believe my machine was being traded out. And I think every machine here was traded out.
The only reason we're coming before y'all now is we could also propose that we could do a what we call a step lease, which would keep the payments at the same deal until the next budget year and go up to the normal amount. But then we got to come, you know, anytime we change, we've got to come back before y'all. And I made the suggestion to Jerry that we come before y'all with the prices that would be the same for now. The reason we're having to go up is because we're having to come with some bigger equipment at district parks and at Mike's. And it's because volume has changed over the years from what they thought it was. Then that's our pledge, you know, to change these out if we can. But if there's a change in price, then we've got to come back before y'all. If there's not a change in the price, if there's any way we can do it, then we can just go change the machine without coming back before the board. And that, but since there is a change, then we have to come before y'all.
Okay. I think that in 9 months, when if the court decides not to do this now, whatever, but in 9 months when the contract...
I don't know for sure that it was 9 months. If I didn't
know, I don't know exactly.
Whenever it expires in the future, whatever, if you all are not confident that it's going to last us 5 years or whatever, listen, you know, let's look at placing the contract on either 3 years or 4 years or whatever. But if you all if you realize that your equipment is not going to give the county what we initially thought it would provide... such as the 5 years, then let's look at a realistic price and a realistic time frame.
Any other discussion? Is there going to be any action? Any motions? Okay, finally, any motion number 8 is to discuss and take action to approve the county clerk's records archive plan. And, gentlemen, in order to approve this plan, it requires a hearing be held first. And the requirements for notice of the hearing are that, first, you have to give 15 days notice in the local paper, which I did. And then, I believe, second, there needed to be an agenda posted for a hearing this morning about 8:45, and that didn't get done. So, and I talked for a while with Commissioner Crabtree about it yesterday. I just don't think we can take any action yet. The county clerk has worked very hard and gotten the plan ready for us. And the one thing this will do is give us about 30 days to visit with her. If we've got concerns about the plan, we can go to the county clerk. We can visit with Peggy and ask her about parts of the plan if we need to. But what I'm going to tell you is that I and because of the way the notice in the paper is going to fall, the next meeting we can have it on is June the 29th. So that's my explanation, and I'm sorry that I didn't get the right thing posted, but I think everybody understands.
So we're tabling it until June the 29th meeting.
Yeah. And is it okay with y'all what it says is you have to have a hearing, a public hearing, and then after the public hearing, it's adopted in the next regular session of Commissioners' Court. So is it okay with everybody if we have a hearing at 8:45 that morning?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, the plan that we're talking about, is that what, is that this report here, or are we going to actually have
it? Yeah, it's that report.
Okay.
I'm going to skip down the agenda down to number 9, which reads, hear from Inman White, Executive Director of Community Health Corps. Mr. White, you know you're welcome to stay for our whole meeting, but I thought you might like us to take you here at the front.
I appreciate that. We're very glad to have Sharon with us this morning, our board member, also our board chair from Community Health Corps. Wanted to just give you a brief update on the affiliation, the merger of the two organizations, Sabine Valley MHMR Center and Northeast Texas MHMR Center. Things have been going well since December, I think was actually the merger date. The boards have come together. We now have one board that represents both formerly two entities. And Sharon is, as I said, chair of that board. The chair of the Northeast Texas board is now an officer on the United board, which is vice chair. So, again, things have been going well. We did want you to know that the name of the organization changed. It's not Sabine Valley Center. It is Community Health Corps. Speaking to the nature of our services, that mental health, mental retardation, substance abuse, addiction recovery, all of those are key elements to a healthy community. So that's where the name came from. That's who we are. Didn't want you to get confused on the name change, and just know that we're still doing our services just as we have for 30-something years.
Well, we appreciate you, Mr. White. And because I'm so involved with the mental commitment side, I appreciate everything. I still call it Sabine Valley. does for the county.
Well, thank you very much. We want to be here and be of assistance to you. So, again, what we've done for 30 years, we hope to continue to do in this community.
We appreciate you. Sharon, we appreciate everything, the service you provide to the board and for the county also.
That's all we had, unless you've got questions.
Yes, sir.
Mental health, mental retardation, substance abuse, I'm sorry, addiction recovery, actually is what we call substance abuse. I catch myself sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. White.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sharon.
We'd love to stay, but.
Okay. Item 10 is to discuss and take action to approve for filing the replat of Lot 1 of the new territory subdivision.
What's changed up there, Beth?
Oh, I haven't seen.
Just, Mr. Graham, did you leave this in my office?
The person that brought that up, the class.
Uh-huh.
They brought that up to me.
Okay.
I haven't even seen it.
No, but that's Adams.
Yes.
Coming in Door City out there. They left up on a hill up there.
Yep.
Is that
they
part of
the house
plant there?
Up in there, and they moved all the houses out. And now when I went by the other day, they got a couple mobile homes that's sitting.
Yeah, is that the manufactured home?
Manufactured
yeah.
homes. Modular homes, whatever.
Is that plastered right size?
What I'm on is what has actually changed in there.
Well, I think this. I don't know.
Yeah, all the time. That's the size of the flat.
This is what is changing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is the lot getting bigger?
Smaller.
If it gets smaller, we're going to have a letter from Wendell. Sign off on it. That's basically what he told me. If they're making a lot bigger, then we're not going to have a problem with it. But right. If they're making it smaller.
Yeah, and it's already it was 0.9.
It's less than an acre already.
Yeah. Just in precinct 2? Okay.
Oh, I wasn't aware of it.
Sorry.
That's all right.
You want it now?
Yeah.
Okay. Y'all want to bring that back at the next meeting?
Yes, sir. I move to table if we need that.
All right. There's, we'll just bring that filing of that replat back in our next meeting.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Yes, ma'am.
The bills that are on hold for the L-Touch, do y'all want to go ahead and pay those?
Tel-Touch.
Pay them.
Pay them. Yeah. There's a motion and a second to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I believe we've got a little bit of the house.
Does he? Yeah, look at the...
I heard you.
Yeah.